This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As emergency sirens screeched across much of southeast Michigan yesterday due to severe weather with thunderstorm and tornado warnings, a lot of schools were just letting the kids out for the day. And that led some parents to wonder, what's being done with my kid? Greg Gray is superintendent of Brighton Area Schools. They got some heavy storms yesterday afternoon. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, Cindy?
I'm great. So flesh this out for us. School is ending, and then there's that kind of gray area between classes not in session and kids waiting for rides and buses. So what do you as the school do in that situation during severe weather?
Well, I think you have a general set of parameters that you go with, and you have policies in place, but it's always a little different, and there's always a little different spin on it. Like yesterday, we still had some high school kids and some middle school kids on our buses as the sirens went off. So we had to direct our buses to the nearest school, and we had principals still there that directed them as soon as they got there as quickly as we could to a safe and secure location. The other schools were approximately 5 to 30 minutes from releasing on the day. So we had to also act quickly in relation to that to get kids into locations that, again, we're going to be as safe as possible during that inclement weather.
So you have to be very fluid and very quick to respond.
You do. And at the same time, you have to be cognizant that the parents are going to want to know what's happening, because I'm sure they have the alarms on their phones as well, and they know that we're under a severe weather issue, such as yesterday with the tornado warning. So at the same time, while we're directing busing and principals and kids into locations, we're crafting communications that we send via mass communication tools to our parents, just so we can, kind of ease their anxiety that their kids are safe and they're well taken care of.
You have to be grateful for social media and mass text messaging, as opposed to what I remember from my days in school or when my kids were in school, the telephone chain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's helped. The only thing I would say is that at times it can hurt as well if misinformation gets out. So
sure.
We try to be very, very deliberate in our communications, and we only use those mass communication tools from my office in very, very serious situations, because if we send out too many, I think people stop listening.
Is there a standardized state policy, or how does that work as you look across the state at all the districts?
You know, most of the districts follow similar policies because they're best practice. We have a policy-making firm that does a majority of the policy across the state of Michigan in terms of board policy, and we follow state rules and regulations. We also have disaster drills, 10 of them that are mandated by the state each year, which include tornado warning issues and other inclement weather type situations. And so we've practiced this. We have the policies in place that we utilize in terms of this, and we're always looking to our local fire and police chiefs to give us the latest and greatest in terms of keeping our kids safe.
And so how'd the kids do yesterday? How'd everyone handle it?
You know, I was so impressed with our kids. They handled it really well. It's a long time to sit in the hallway for almost 2 hours. And I would say our staff was also fantastic. You know, they all jumped right in. They kept our kids comfortable and quiet and engaged. Some read books. You know, I'll tell you, probably the best case was at one of my elementaries. I had a junior kindergarten class of 5-year-olds that were so relaxed that 3 or 4 of them fell asleep. So I think we handled it real well, and I think our kids were, never thought that they were in any type of threat.
Greg Gray, superintendent of the Brighton Area Schools, and hopefully a more peaceful ending to school over today and the next few days, Greg. Thanks so much.
Thank you.